The Christmas mystery continues to unfold in the Catholic liturgical calendar. We are within the 12 days of Christmas, and we celebrate the feast of the Holy Family of our Lord, the Blessed Mother, and Saint Joseph. This feast of the Holy Family echoes the main feast, the main point of our Christmas celebration, namely that the eternal God, the creator of heaven and earth, deigns to enter into our human experience, being born in the likeness of men, becoming like us in all things but sin. When we say all things but sin, we mean being born into a human family. The Gospels make this clear, especially in the infancy narratives of St. Matthew and St. Luke. The Gospels give us the beautiful details of the Christmas story, the angels, the shepherds, the wondrous star, the beautiful details. And the Gospels present the cold, harsh realities of our Lord's infancy. Saint Joseph and the Blessed Mother being turned away from the inn in their time of need. The seeming indignity of a feed box, a manger, serving as the holy infant's first crib. And the jealous and evil King Herod, who would slay the little children, hoping to render a preemptive strike against the newborn king. The central mystery of the Christmas season is that God would enter into both a holy family, the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph, the so-called nuclear family, and he would enter into the wider dysfunctional family, the family that is the human race, a human family that knows all too well the harsh realities of pettiness, selfishness, backbiting, and infidelity at a local level, as well as the brutal realities of poverty, violence, and war played out upon the global scene. God enters into our world. God enters into our lives, not because he wishes to reward us for our goodness and righteousness, but because he wishes to save us from our sinfulness and wickedness. We poor, dysfunctional sinners would be woefully lost if it were not for the kindness and the mercy of a good and gracious God who desires not the death of a sinner, but who sends his only begotten Son into our world so that you and I might be saved. This is the main point of our Christmas celebration. The second point of the celebration of Christmas is a moral point, a point having to do with how we live and how we act. The Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph provide a good example for us in this regard, for they show us the importance of living a life of faith, a life of holiness. Notice from the Gospel of Saint Luke that they go up to the temple to perform their religious duties. They make a sacrifice of thanksgiving for their newborn son, all in accord with the law of Moses, nor did they allow their poverty to keep them away. Remember that the sacrifice that was to be offered was a lamb, but not being able to afford one, the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph offered a substitute sacrifice, two turtle doves. They did the best that they could do. Nor was their visit to the temple an unusual occurrence. From the Gospels, we learn that the Holy Family went up to Jerusalem about three times every year for the major feasts. They frequented the synagogue in Nazareth, and they observed the precepts of Judaism within their home. The example that the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph set was not only for the sake of the child Jesus, it was for our sake as well. They knew, as should we, that if mother and father do not take charge of their children's formation, then somebody else will. If mother and father do not make clear choices about that which influences their children, then somebody else will be more than happy to do so. What does it mean for parents to live out their faith? It means to take responsibility for the formation of their children, teaching them by example what it means to serve the Lord, what it means to live a good and virtuous life. I commend parents who set clear limits on TV watching and video game playing, for in subtle and in not so subtle ways, both can shape a young person's thoughts, convictions, habits, and character. Remember, as we've talked about before, thoughts lead to words. Words lead to deeds. Deeds lead to habits. Habits lead to character, and character points to one's eternal destiny. I commend parents who offer a good and wholesome alternative to TV and video games, teaching their children the lessons that come from reading good books, engaging in good hobbies and crafts, and staying physically fit and learning the values of sportsmanship without worshiping at the altars of false gods. I commend parents who teach in the home the lessons of life and love, helping our young people to be wise and prudent in their relationships and to esteem the virtue of chastity, no matter what the characters on TV are up to. I commend parents who pray and teach their children to do likewise. I commend parents who learn more and more about their faith and who frequent the sacraments and take care of the less fortunate and teach their children to do the same. I commend parents who ask their children not the question, "What do you want to do when you grow up?" but rather the question, "What does God want you to do when you grow up?" And if you are a parent with a heavy heart, one whose adult child no longer practices the faith, in spite of your very best efforts. Take consolation in the fact that a young person has many influences in addition to your own. And keep praying. Pray with the fervor of the prophetess Anna. Pray with the intensity of the prophet Simeon. Pray with the devotion of Saint Monica. Pray and trust your wayward child to the Lord, and trust your child to the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Pray, be patient, and continue to pray. Like any family, the Holy Family shared over the course of the years many, many meals, breakfast, lunch, dinners together, and every year they participated in a sacred sacrificial banquet, the Passover, the sacred sacrificial meal that recalled God's mighty deeds. Tonight, we share a meal with the Holy Family, the sacred sacrificial banquet of the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, the sacrament instituted by the Lord so that we might never be far from His strength, His grace, and His consolation.